With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. G7 leaders agreed to lend Ukraine billions backed by Russia's frozen assets.
The G7 leaders have decided to create a $50 billion loan for Ukraine using the windfall profits of Russia's central bank funds that have been frozen in Europe for roughly 2 years now. But there has been a lot of consternation between nations about how to unfreeze the money, whether it's legal to do so, and what legal mechanisms could be used to do this with Russia's money. The funds themselves are not being used for this loan. It's the profits on the funds.
Also at SRNnews.com, a U.S. Navy submarine is now in Cuba a day after two Russian warships arrived at the Havana port. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived at Guantanamo Bay on Thursday. Supreme Court preserving access to a widely used abortion pill. The High Court unanimously ruled that a group who challenged the FDA's actions to make mifepristone more accessible did not have legal standing to sue, and they threw out the case. The ruling will allow the pill to be mailed to patients without an in-person doctor's visit. Wholesale prices dropped last month.
There's another sign that inflation may be easing. Wholesale price increases fell in May, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the country may be slowing down. The Labor Department reported that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.2% from April to May. That's after rising 0.5% the month before. Compared to last year, wholesale prices were up 2.2% in May. The producer price index can provide an early read on where consumer inflation is heading as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th. The first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022 despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning particular books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. It also forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with younger students. The Republican-led legislature approved the law last year. This is SRN News. A House committee subpoenas 15 Biden cabinet secretaries.
In March of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order called Promoting Access to Voting, which states that executive departments and agencies shall partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin called Biden's executive order, quote, an attempt to tilt the scales ahead of the 2024 election. As chairman of the Committee on House Administration, Steele issued the subpoenas to get detailed plans of how cabinet secretaries will advance the agenda before the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Consumers expected to spend roughly $22 billion on Father's Day gifts. The National Retail Federation says the average consumer shelling out around $190 on gifts and celebrations. About 3/4 of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday. More details at SRNnews.com.